Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIM, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Daughter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
And just like that, we're off and running on a magical Monday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers with you this morning, your old pal Ironhead, no older pal in the studio, Scott Giese, off today and tomorrow. We'll be back with us on Wednesday. We had a weekend. Oops, let's, okay, we had a weekend adventure at our place, which I will get into, but first of all, congratulations to all of the high school graduates. Looked like some terrific ceremonies over the course of the last, five days, I guess. So congratulations to all of the graduates and best of luck in the future. We got to attend a graduation party right before we had our unexpected venture for the weekend. And again, we'll get into that as the morning unfolds. Phone line is open. Would love to hear from you today. If there is something on your mind and you want to weigh in on anything, I would love to hear from you at 814-954-7266. We will have live coverage of the PIAA AAA semifinal softball game this afternoon between Bald Eagle Area and Susquehanna. Just got word a bit ago, like 4 minutes ago, just now checking my text messages. So the game has actually been pushed back. It was scheduled for a 4 o'clock start, and so it has been pushed back to 5 o'clock this afternoon. So if you are planning to head to Central Cambria High School, the site of today's PIAA semifinal matchup between Susquehanna and Bald Eagle Area, again, it has been pushed back now to 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. That is when our coverage of the semifinal game will begin here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Central Columbia, I think I said Central Cambria. Sorry, we are scrambling here this morning. I'll share some of what is happening here in just a bit. But Central Columbia High School, now a 5 o'clock start today with Bald Eagle Area and undefeated Susquehanna. Again, we will have live coverage of that game starting at 5 here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Also, if Bald Eagle Area wins today's game and advances to the state championship game, we will have that contest for you on Friday from Medler Field at Lebrano Park, or from, Nittany Lions Softball Park as well on Friday. Again, Bald Eagle Area softball pushed back to 5 o'clock today, so if you're heading down there or you were planning on tuning in for our coverage, that is now 5 o'clock today, that our coverage will begin and the game will begin as well. All right, we've... I am a little out of sorts for a variety of reasons. Clearly, we lost power at some point in our neck of the woods. Our clocks all needed a reset. We were out of town unexpectedly. I'm getting to that in just a moment. With that, we had multiple issues at the station. So I'm running in here trying to get everything back up and running ahead of the show. I'm try to check other text messages to see what the day is bringing, and so our apologies, we're a couple minutes behind what we normally are for the start of this morning's program, but I actually think we have, everything up and running the way it should now here on this Monday morning, and it is a Monday that feels like a Monday this week. All right, so we had... just an unexpected health issue with a relative of ours, and just weren't sure how dicey the situation was and is. So we quickly, upon hearing the news, made a venture down to North Carolina to visit said relative in the hospital. We'll get more news later today. Still kind of not a great situation. And so we got some good family time in the vehicle. Had some fun with the alphabet game and with the license plate game and all of those sorts of things. Got caught up with a couple of friends on the way down and the way back. But it was one of those things that just has, it was one of those weekends that just gets you thinking. And that's always, always dangerous territory, for me. But again, we're heading down, we're seeing some relatives that we, the relative that is having the health issue, we see usually two or three times a year. But we saw some other relatives while we were down there that we don't see very frequently, maybe once every few years, 3 to 5 years. So, nice catching up, in that regard. But we're heading down, and it is just, we like to, there's several ways to get to North Carolina. You can be on I-81 forever. We're going to the Greensboro area. We like going down like Berkeley Springs Way, and, we even had a more adventurous, I don't even know what I put into my rooting system, but somehow we ended up in just some scenic, beautiful areas of Virginia, and made our way back, actually in better time than I think we did on the way down. But a couple of things, just, and I'm curious if anybody wants to weigh in on your travel habits. And I'm thinking here in particular with long road trips. So, I, on the way down, I think if we kept track, and I think my wife was keeping track, I think we made 5 pee breaks. Now, this is not an exceptionally long trip, maybe 8 hours. Driving time, maybe less than that, probably about between seven and seven and a half, I think, actual driving time. We made it about an 8.5 hour trip, or I made it about an 8.5 hour trip, between the pee breaks, the refilling of the gas tank, the one time, and then, hey, we gotta get some snacks. I mean, you gotta get a little food, a little nourishment in there. Now I did do much better on the way back. I think we made 1 group pee break, and then I think we stopped 1 other time, and actually I combined that with the gas break. I'm like, yeah, I gotta get, sneak 1 more in here. So, that is, my wife, if she had her druthers, would just drive straight through, would not stop for food, would not stop for gas. You know, you need to. But, man, it would be, I would like to do that. I, in theory, I'm okay with that general concept, although I need a break somewhere. We get over 4 hours or so. I need to stretch the legs at some point and just be able to get out. So, we had that as one element of our trip. There was a horrific tractor trailer, and it turns out tractor trailer vehicle accident. Tractor trailer collided with a car, and the car, we did not see this part of it. The car apparently, from the news accounts we later read, was trapped under the tractor trailer. A couple people went to the hospital, but what we saw is a huge plume of smoke as we're driving down, and we're not sure what the smoke is, not sure if it's a factory, not sure if it's a forest fire, but it's black. The smoke is black, and as we're getting closer and closer to the plume, it's like, this seems like it might be coming from the road. Like, it's definitely very close to the road anyway. Well, it turns out, I mean, it was a tractor trailer completely engulfed. I have seen a couple of vehicle fires. I have never seen anything quite like this. I mean, the entire thing was just, and the flames were shooting up. The flames were probably 12, 15 feet in the air. There were parts of the truck that were hanging over the bridge, which it was a river bank, really, that was right below it. And there's parts of the truck that are falling off as we're passing it, with the flames still going, dropping down below. Again, no fatalities from the news reports we read. It was two folks were taken to the hospital, one with serious injuries. And they again, according to the news report, we never saw the car. We saw the tractor trailer absolutely engulfed. And so we're reading through, well, I'm trying to, my wife finds it and she's reading through and I'm Googling. It turns out there were 3 pretty significant truck fires in the state of Virginia on Saturday. Now, the one was early Saturday morning, and it was a dump truck, and apparently the driver fell asleep in that one. Tire went off of the truck, and then the truck got engulfed. And I'm forgetting the details now on the other, but it was another tractor trailer that did catch fire and shut down a lane of a road for a while. So, that was our big adventure going down. And then, to kill a little time before we make the big trip back, again, it's a down and back trip, just wanted to see our relative. Not sure if that still could be the final time we get to see that relative, although we're hopeful now that that is not going to be the case. But we get down there, we have our visit, and talking to a couple of the other relatives who are in that area more frequently, you ought to go to the Science Museum. So, well, that sounds like a wonderful idea. So we go to the Science Museum, and as we're pulling in the parking lot, there are three fire trucks out in front, and there are a bunch of people milling about, and we're like, are you kidding me? So apparently there was some small fire in the facility. They actually got it taken care of. I don't know how much before we got to the parking lot it occurred, but it did not sound like it was very long beforehand. And we talked to a couple of people like, that worked in the it's actually kind of a science museum slash zoo slash aquarium. A very interesting place. And so we went down. There's another building that has a carousel. The kiddo goes on the carousel. There's a little history with that that we may or may not get into later in the show, but we go to the carousel. They ride the carousel. By the time we get in and out of line there, everything is open back up. So we go back up. We see all kinds of really cool things. We get to pet stingrays. They have a interactive stingray exhibit, so you can do the two-finger touch where you just put your two fingers on the back of the stingrays, and they had, I don't even know, must have been 15-ish stingrays just swimming around, so they just kind of, as they come by, you can put your two fingers down and touch them on the back. So we got to do that. We saw red pandas. We saw a tiger. We saw all kinds of sharks, penguins, other sea creatures, and some other pretty cool land animals. We enjoyed watching the meerkats. And then we make the trip back. And on the trip back, we have... I drive for the first stage of said trip. My wife kindly handles the middle stage, and then I handle the last stage. Now, she did have some rain, in fairness. She makes it sound like she didn't have any. She did. But we had some torrential, like you were struggling to see out your windshield for long stretches at the start, and then at night on the stretch drive as well. So everybody gets back safely. We're okay. The kiddo is off to, I guess this is the inaugural Penn State Athletics Camp up at the White Building. So we're excited to see how that goes. For those of you that are parents, I'm just curious. What activities do you have lined up for your kiddos over the summer? Or what vacations might you be taking? We would love to hear about that. We have, we'll be making a return trip to North Carolina in just a couple of weeks for a regularly scheduled vacation, and may stop and see said relatives again, either on the way down or back, as a result of the situation that is ongoing there. But because of all of this, I am a little out of it on the news front. I'm following certainly a little bit the stories in LA. We will, in the next segment, as we take a check of sports, get into this settlement with the NCAA and the pain of student athletes. There is still so much that is not clear in this settlement. And again, the lawsuits have already started. They will continue on a variety of fronts as a result of this, or in response to this settlement. And anybody that tells you that they know what this means for the future of college athletics, it has changed forever. That much we know. But how some of this is going to play out and what it ultimately really means for, well, I was going to say for the non-revenue sports. Actually, even for the revenue sports. It is not clear what all of the implications are just yet from this or how all of this will play out, but we will pick up on that a little bit. And again, if there's there's stuff out there that is of interest to you and you want to weigh in on, and again, it can be frivolous, big fan of frivolous, trivial, it can be very important, whatever is on your mind this morning, we're all ears. But in the next segment, we will take a check of the sports scene. A little bit going on over the weekend. How about them battling Bucks? We'll check in with all of that. And again, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join us in the final segment of this morning's show. Well, let's go ahead and we'll squeeze in a quick call before we take our break. Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend, Jeff.
Well, we did have a good weekend, all things considered.
Yeah, I find traveling now much more tedious than it was 20 years ago. Maybe more cars on the road, I don't know. But, you know, and when I'm with people, and I used to be like this when I was younger, I got to get there. You know, take your time, take a break every couple of hours, really. I mean, what's it going to, you know, people don't get it. If you're doing 65 miles an hour and you go to 75, you're only gaining 10 miles in an hour,
yep,
which is basically 10 minutes. So what the hell's the rush? Take your time, enjoy the ride, pull over, stretch every couple of hours. There's no rush. Unless there's a rush. But let me tell you a weird story. My daughter graduated over the weekend in Nashville, Tennessee.
Congratulations.
Okay? Thank you. And he will not, it's happened to me so many times. I'm in the elevator, there's a lacrosse team there and wrestling team. And I brought up the name of Jeff Styles. He goes, oh, yeah, I heard him on the elevator. Well, wait a second. In Nashville, he knew you. I said, what? He goes, oh, yeah, I listened to him on the stream. So.
Yeah, it is a small world, and I will say the athletic communities, I have the very good fortune to help out with an event. We talked about it last week, but where State College recognizes the student athletes that are going on to compete collegiately, and the wrestling community is certainly one of those communities, but the lacrosse community, and Goon and I were talking about it a little bit last week too on our show, that there's, and probably all of these sports communities, there's a tightness within them and a respect, and especially with the families of those, you know, when you're having to travel and you're, you know, you have a kid that is going somewhere with the sport or just has a passion for it. I'm not even necessarily going somewhere with it, but just loves it, and you're gonna feed that, that passion and that love. There's just a camaraderie there, and a kind of knowing, with the shared experiences. And we've talked about this before. I think it is one of the really cool things about our society. Like, I am not a big car guy. I can appreciate as far as it goes, but I don't tinker with cars. I don't, I couldn't tell you all of the classic cars over the years and the differences between them. But the people that are, you hang out at some of these classic car shows, such as the Belfont Cruise, which of course is coming up this weekend, and we are a proud sponsors of that event. Look forward to seeing everybody down there. But you get around people who are passionate about it. And it can't help but rub off. It's like, oh, yeah, well, this is really cool. And then they're telling you about the history and so there is that car community. There are, you know, the stamp collectors and the stamp community. There is all of these little sports. It is fun to see all of the communities within a community and the way we can connect. And I just wish we would focus more on this sometimes, because we get caught up. And by the way, the political community is a great way to bond as well. Hey, we have similar political philosophies, and that's why you get together with your political parties and you get involved there. But all of the different ways that people can connect, that listen, you might not have anything else in common. My kiddo's really getting into rock climbing, and that is its own, and it's a neat community. It is a really supportive community, but it is its own little world there. I had a friend years ago who was a spelunker, and I mean loved going to caves all over the place, and they have their own community. All of these different ways that people can connect, and again, you might not have anything else in common. It's like, nope, I'm a vegetarian, I'm a meat eater, I'm Democrat, I'm Republican, all of these differences, and it's like, well, yeah, but man, we love lacrosse, or we love getting together and working on classic cars, and it's just, to me, it's one of the really cool things about just living is to see all of the different passions that people have and the way they can connect with one another. And again, even if you don't share that passion, to have somebody share their passion with you is a pretty cool thing.
Oh, it really is. And what's interesting is it's devoid of politics when you get involved. And that's the great thing about America, is that there's so much good in this country. And it would be great if there were TV to show all the diversity in culturally what people do when you go around the country. I mean, when it comes to, I don't know, let's say, hold on one second here. When it comes to, let's say car shows. Okay, I love cars, but I don't know that much about them. But you're right, when you're talking about the passion, like this weekend, where do you want to send your kids? Or where do you want to take them over the holiday? Well, car shows. I used to do that with my daughters. We have one coming up. The kids love that.
Oh, yeah.
They love. I would say do not take them to Disney. That is a nightmare. That is a nightmare. You wait in long lines. It's expensive. There's so much you can do for almost free. It's free sometimes.
See, we had a great time. Disney is some of my I've only been there twice, maybe three times.
Okay.
I love Disney. I have friends.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. That's right. But again, everybody has their own experience, and that's perfectly fine. We just had, I guess three times.
What time of the year did you go, just out of curiosity? What time of the year was it?
Oh, boy. The spring, we definitely went twice in the spring. I might have been in the spring all three times. The one might have been I'm thinking the one was the fall. I know when I was a kiddo, the first time we went was definitely a spring trip. And we took my sister's family went twice, and we went down with them. And the first time was just an absolutely amazing trip. And that was a spring trip as well. I'm forgetting.
Okay, maybe that was the problem. Maybe I went the wrong time because it's so crowded.
Yeah, it's just
every kid in the world was there.
Everybody. Again, we just had it was an amazing experience the whole way around for us. And actually, we've been trying to get this scheduled for a while. I think we have half committed anyway toward getting our kiddo down there, and it probably is going to be a nutso time. We're kind of thinking we might go between Christmas and New Year this year, although we haven't definitively settled on that. Might go right before Christmas as well. We're still figuring that out.
One more thing on Disney, which I find amazing.
Yeah.
How do they do it? How do they keep it so clean? How do they put? I mean, one time I have a business with 10 people, and that was a talk about a task to keep 10 people on task. And they're dealing with thousands of employees.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do they do this?
It is. It is an amazing operation. It really is.
It really is, absolutely. So, all right, Jeff. Thanks, mate. Hey. Glad to hear you in the morning.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. And yeah. We'll pick up on the other side. We need to get to sports, and you are listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College.
lottery equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
WTAJ, Five Star Power Sports, Snyder's Concessions, Krep Service and Sales, Courthouse Pub, and Fullington Trailways.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now, or visit our booth at the Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Bellefonte Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
This summer, Let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIM, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Daughter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Monday morning. It feels like a Monday morning. Jeff Byers with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join us in the final segment around 9:40 this morning. We'll talk all things weather and what to expect in the upcoming week. All right, let's start with the Bald Eagle Area softball team, as Bald Eagle Area is in the PIAA state semifinals. The third straight season that Bald Eagle Area has advanced to the semifinals. The Eagles will be looking for a trip to Friday's AAA championship game with a win today over undefeated Susquehanna this afternoon. That game, again, has been pushed back now to a 5 o'clock start at Central Columbia High School. So Bald Eagle Area and Susquehanna, originally scheduled for 4, that game will get underway now at 5 o'clock today at Central Columbia High School. We will have live coverage here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And let me just quickly give you a heads up here on some of our programming this week. Joe Lednoski is taking the week off, so we will have Fox Sports this week only from noon to 2. Joe will be coming right back next week. Just it was a good week for him. They were going to have some interruptions with the program anyway on I think 3 of the days, so he's like, yeah, we're just going to take this week off. So we'll have Fox Sports running from noon to 2 in that normal time slot starting today through the rest of this week. But fear not, he will be coming back again a week from today. So no Pennsylvania Sports Network from noon to 2. That is just for this week, and Fox Sports will air in its place. The rest of our programming, including Jed Donahue and the Pennsylvania Sports Network, will remain in place, except today. Jed Show will run from 4 to 5, but again, at 5 o'clock, we will have Bald Eagle Area softball against Susquehanna in the PIAA AAA state semifinals. So we'll miss the final hour of Jed Show for today. Also coming up, not this week, but the last week of June and the first week of July, there will be no Goon and Ironhead Show. We're taking a two-week hiatus, and then we'll be back and getting things geared up for football season in that second week of July. I won't be on the program tomorrow, but we will have shows this week. Landon Tengwall will be in my stead tomorrow afternoon. I've got another event that I'll be talking more about later, but really looking forward to participating in an event with the FFA tomorrow afternoon. So we have some changes to the lineup card here. Short-term changes, nothing that is going to be permanent or any major upheaval in terms of our overall lineup moving forward, but, you know, we're in that time of the year where, yeah, some things come up, people are trying to get vacations scheduled and all of those things, and so we're working around that. But again, today's schedule, therefore, after our Let's Talk program, which will wrap up at 10 o'clock, we'll have Dan Patrick with Fox Sports from 10 a.m. till noon, and then today we will have Colin Cowherd from noon to 3. We'll have the Keystone Kickoff Show with Jim Galani from 3 to 4. Jed Donahue and the Pennsylvania Sports Network will go 4 to 5 today. And then again, at 5 o'clock, we will have Bald Eagle Area softball as Bald Eagle Area takes on Susquehanna again in the PIAA AAA semifinals. And because that game got pushed back here now, we'll likely miss most of the pregame for Pirates baseball. The Buccos opening a series at PNC Park against the Marlins. We will join the Pirates in progress. Probably we'll get to them right around first pitch. Obviously depends a bit on how quickly the game moves in the state semifinals here for Bald Eagle Area softball, but certainly a very good chance that we'll have the game in its entirety, just missing the pregame. 6:15 is the would be the normal airtime for the Pirates tonight. It'll be a 6:40 first pitch. We should be joining the Pirates likely between 6:30 and 6:40, but again, it just depends on how things go with the softball game tonight. So those are the changes to the lineup card that you can dutifully note for the day. All right, we get to our Feed the Beast. I mean, is there any doubt that the Pittsburgh Pirates are absolute beasts this season? Well, they had a good weekend anyway, and we're going to take it. And the Pirates were able to feed the beast and win all three games over the Philadelphia Phillies this weekend at PNC Park. In games you heard here on Sports Radio, 98.7 The Fox, Buccos winning all three games by one run. Now, if you need to feed the beast, whether your beast is a horse, a cow, a pig, maybe it's a dog or a cat, maybe it's the chickens or the birds outside, whatever beasts you're feeding, the Center Hall Farm Store can help you feed the beast. You can visit them at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall, or check them out online at centerhallfarmstore.com. They also have everything you need to keep your gardens and lawns growing all throughout the summer. Now, again, stop on in the Center Hall Farm Store at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall, or check them out online at centerhallfarmstore.com. Pirates, again, win all three games in the series by one run over the Philadelphia Phillies. The Buccos taking the series finale yesterday behind another great start from Paul Skenes, but even though he didn't get the loss this time, he still doesn't get the win. He threw 7 2/3 innings of two-hit ball. It gives up one run, but does not get the win, gets a no decision, but another great start, again, from Skenes. Andrew McCutchen drove in the winning run with a bloop single in the eighth. Braxton Ashcraft got the final four outs to earn his first major league victory. And again, did I mention the Pirates swept the Phillies this weekend at PNC Park? Buccos will open a series against the Marlins tonight, and well, we'll see if the Pirates can keep things rolling here. Certainly there's been new energy, and a different, I think a different energy, it would be fair to say, in that clubhouse since Don Kelly, took over. We'll see, again, how things play out. It's not, you know, just so we're clear, the Pirates are still 12 games, 14 games under 500 here on the season. Philadelphia Phillies, meanwhile, are going to open up a series at home against the Chicago Cubs this evening. That'll be a 6:45 start, first pitch for that one. The Phillies trying to, they have struggled here for the last week plus now, and so we'll see if they can get things going as they try to chase down the New York Mets in the National League East. All right, some other news and notes from the world of sports. Penn State Men's Hockey Associate Head Coach Keith Fisher has been hired by Lindenwood to be its next head coach. Andy Strickland, the first to report this. The official announcement is expected later today. Penn State football, class of 2026, three-star cornerback Amari Polydor has committed to the Nittany Lions. He made that announcement on social media Friday night. He is a Baltimore, Maryland native, is 6 feet 1 inch tall, 170 pounds, and he is rated as the 88th best cornerback in the country, the 22nd best player in Maryland, according to the 247 Sports Composite Rankings. So another good get for Penn State football as the Nittany Lions continue to get rave reviews as far as the expectations for the upcoming season. Also, Penn State women's lacrosse. Of course, Kayla Traynor, the new head coach, putting her staff together. She's announced the addition of Abby Rafus. Rafus will join the Penn State staff and serve as the associate head coach for the Nittany Lions. And she comes to Happy Valley after a year-long stint at Colgate, where she was the team's offensive coordinator there. Prior to joining Colgate, she had served as the offensive coordinator for Syracuse under Traynor, so there is some good history there with the two, and Penn State's women's lacrosse staff is, again, starting to take shape. Also, sad news from the Penn State football world. Tom Rafferty, one of the standout Nittany Lions from the 1970s. He was a captain on the 1975 Nittany Lions squad. He passed away on Friday at the age of 70. He was a guard who lettered for the Nittany Lions from 73 through 75. He was a first-team All-American in 1975 out of Fayetteville, New York. He was selected a first-team All-American by both the Football Writers Association of America and by the Football News. He was drafted in the fourth round of the 76th draft by the Dallas Cowboys, and he played his entire NFL career with the Cowboys from 1976 through 1989. Again, just a well-loved individual, terrific, obviously, athlete, and really a sensational career, both at Penn State and in the NFL. And our deep sympathy and condolences to the very many friends and family of Tom Rafferty, and Rafferty passing away at the age of 70 on Friday. And of course, the big news coming down Friday evening, or late Friday, was that the House versus NCAA settlement now has been approved by federal district court judge Claudia Wilkin. She has given the final approval to the settlement, which doesn't necessarily end much of anything here, but it does clearly signal a definitive new era for college sports, where now universities can pay directly student athletes. So it is now an employer-employee relationship with the universities, athletic departments, and the student athletes playing for them. The College Sports Commission, which will operate separately from the NCAA, has now been established to ensure enforcement and compliance with the new rules surrounding roster limits, revenue sharing, and student-athlete third-party NIL deals. And that is going to lead unquestionably to some new lawsuits as we move forward. The College Sports Commission has named Brian Seely, who has, this is from their release, who has a distinguished career in professional sports and public service, as the first chief executive officer of the College Sports Commission. Again, we'll see how all of this plays out. Pat Kraft released a statement. Let me just read a little bit from his statement. Since the court's initial approval of the settlement in July of 2024, Penn State Athletics has been preparing to meet the demands of this transformational change. We will share revenue with our student athletes to the maximum allowable levels through the new legacy fund, and the existing Nittany Lion Club Excellence Funds. We will increase the number of scholarships we offer to our 800-plus student-athletes as the settlement removes NCAA scholarship limits, and we have developed ROAR Solutions, R-O-A-R Solutions, a powerful, dynamic group of resources assembled to deliver the best student-athlete NIL endorsement and branding support in the country. Again, from Pat Kraft here, while the world around us changes, our steadfast focus on supporting student-athletes and winning championships remains constant. We had a terrific 2024-25 academic and athletic year, and next year looks to be one of the best in our history. And because of those successes, Penn State enters this new era of college sports in a position of strength and ready to attack this new collegiate landscape. That new collegiate landscape, we will discuss a little bit when we come back. We'll take a break here. Again, PIAA softball now at 5 o'clock today, Bald Eagle Area in Susquehanna. And we will join the Pirates in progress, the Pirates broadcast, anyway, in progress, once that game is wrapped up here this evening. We'll take a break here. You are listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Let's Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, Five Star Mitsubishi, Wetzler Funeral Home, Sleep In and Comfort Suites, Carson Disposal, Best Line Power Sports, and WTAJ.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Panth.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dottery Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200, 25 horsepower, with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dottery Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dottery Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dottery Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College. Oh. Let's talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff Byers with you. You can call me Ironhead, and you can call me at 814-954-7266 if there's anything you want to weigh in on. How'd your weekend go? folks, one thing, talking to a few friends who have now high school graduates, one of the things that I do think is changing, and I think this is a good thing, is the, and we've talked about this a good bit over the years of the various incarnations of our morning shows, college can be great. It can be a great opportunity, and it can open up some doors, and depending on the field of study, it can be a necessity. But there are lots of other options out there, and I think more and more folks are recognizing that, yeah, maybe what's best for my kiddo isn't necessarily taking on the debt that will be necessary in some cases to go through the college experience. And again, circumstances are going to be different. Job aspirations weigh into this, but the military is a wonderful option for some people. Just going right into the workforce is a wonderful option. Going to a trade school and getting a specific skill set that can lead to a long and prosperous career, all great options. And again, college can be great. It can be a wonderful opportunity, wonderful experience. The one thing we have talked about over the years, and I do think there is benefit, and I did not do it, don't know many people that did, but I am a fan of taking that year. Now, I don't mean take a year off and just you're drifting, although there's probably something to be said for that as well. But taking a year off and just going into the workforce, saving up some money for college, going to, you know, the Peace Corps, if you have the means to be able to do some sort of volunteer work for a year, but get some real life, quote unquote, experience, independent experience, and then, all right, yeah, you know what, college, I think you then would approach college with a little higher level of maturity, or again, make the decision, yeah, you know what, I can see now a path where I don't need the college experience. One of the things that, and this is just across the board, that is just changing, and changing rapidly, and now AI adds another whole element to this, but one of the things that is readily available now, and Goon and I talk about this with sports quite a bit, is all of the videos that are now available to folks on what they can learn without being taught. In other words, you can self-teach. There are so many videos on how you can do so many different things. I mean, you work on, we were talking about cars earlier. Well, this is how you change the air filter. This is how you change your oil. This is what to look for if this problem is occurring in your car. I mean, there are videos galore out there. You Google, man, how do you do this? Well, there's also now a wealth of information available. So, you know, the whole, I've been reading several articles on, you know, Donald Trump's assault on knowledge. Well, and it all comes back to the universities and the funding, and we can debate. I think there's compelling arguments there on both sides. I do think it would be wise, this is just my opinion, to pull back on some of the funding we are giving the universities right now. And not in a punitive way. I'm just saying I don't think we need to be spending taxpayer money to the degree we are on some of the higher education items that we are currently spending on. Regardless of that, the idea that you have to go to college to acquire knowledge is just patently absurd. And I know many, many folks who did not go to college who are extremely well-read. Much better. All of the networks, well, I don't know about all, a lot of the networks over the years, late night shows and whatnot, have done those, you've seen them, the spring break interviews where it's like, all right, who did the United States fight in the Revolutionary War? And these are always college students, and it's always disappointing, would be the mild way to put it. The number of folks who don't know some of the basic facts of history, of how our government works, all of those things. Well, again, you can... Now, are there people that go to college that are extremely knowledgeable, and are there opportunities there? Of course, for sure. But the idea that, well, if you're doing anything that would in any way impact adversely any university, then it's an assault on knowledge. No. Nope. It just doesn't hold up. There are a bunch of different ways you can go about acquiring knowledge. Now, again, some professions, some things. Yes, you need the college experience. You need that setting. No argument. But, man, a lot of things, you can go acquire as much or more knowledge just on your own with what's available out there in society now. And probably, you could probably get a more rounded knowledge base outside of college or outside of formal education, because you can look at all of the different viewpoints and read through all of the different viewpoints that you wouldn't have a chance to in a 3 or 4 month class, no matter how comprehensive that class tried to be, or even a 4 or 5 year education for that matter. The assault on knowledge thing, just that one to me just does not hold up. But that's just one person's opinion. I do want to get into this, the NCAA House settlement. I'm talking to a bunch of different people, and there's a bunch of different viewpoints out there about what this means for the future of college athletics and how this will play out. I don't think we really know yet. I have some guesses, but it is going to be a very rocky next, I would say, 5 years or so, probably beyond that. But until we see how some of this stuff settles out, there are a bunch of issues that are still unresolved by this settlement that I think some were perceiving to be that, well, this is the end-all, be-all, and that settles it. No, this just opens up more and more questions, I think, about what parameters can be put in place, and whether the schools or the conferences or, you know, the governing agencies now that oversee intercollegiate athletics, what type of parameters they can put on and what the impact is actually going to be short-term and long-term here for student-athletes across the board, football, basketball, and then all of the other sports, and whether or not it's going to, right now, it is going to impact some schools and some sports very differently. Will that continue to be the case as we move down the road? I don't think we know that yet. But we'll get into that a little bit as we continue. It is our Monday morning edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
Center Communications, Inc., Five Star Chrysler, Rick Snyder's Concessions, PAMP, Premier Garage, and Clearwater Pool.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIMP, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dotter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The State College Spikes 2025 season is just around the corner. The 40-game regular season home slate runs Friday, June 6th through August 28th and features three great bobbleheads honoring Paul Posluszny, Katie Schumacher Colley, and Guy Gadowski. Three Bark in the Park nights, ELGSES night on August 23rd. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment here in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Let's Let's talk here on a Monday morning. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. That's 814-954-7266. A lot being written, and understandably and rightfully so, about this House versus NCAA settlement. It's actually three different cases that were kind of rolled into one, but House is the one that gets the headline, and that's just kind of what it has been known by. But there were actually three different cases here that kind of got rolled into the one. And there are still a lot of things that are not known as to how this is going to play out. And I think we just have to wait and see. Now, the hang up with the judge, I don't think this was a great resolution myself, but this is what the judge accepted. And the hang up was, all right, there's significant increases to what is permitted now on the scholarship front for student athletes in these various sports. For example, wrestling went from 9.9 to 30 scholarships allowed. But wrestling went from, I'm not even sure exactly, I think the limit was like 40-ish for how many you could have in the room. Well, now it is a hard and fast 30, except that it's not now with this, and this was the original proposal, is that all of these sports, like football, would be would go from 85 to 105 scholarships, but 105 would be the limit on the roster, and most of those rosters with the Division I programs were in the 120 neighborhood, give or take five. That was causing a lot of angst. Well, what they have said with this agreement is that the athletes who are already part of those programs, the roster limit doesn't apply to them. So you can keep the additional whatever it may be in your sport if those athletes are already accounted for. Now, I think this is going to lead to some interesting math by some schools as well. From what I can tell, and I've read a couple of different accounts, I don't think it is required. And if somebody knows differently, I can't find wording anywhere that says that the schools must allow these athletes that were walk-ons, let's say, or that were part of the team, but not a starter, not getting full scholarships. I don't think there's any requirement. In the articles I've read, anyway, I can't find anywhere that these schools must keep those student athletes on. I also think some people initially misunderstood the, for example, 30 scholarships in wrestling. Well, not all of these schools that offer wrestling are going to offer 30 scholarships to their wrestlers. In fact, I don't know that any are offering the full 30 right out of the gate. There might be a couple that are working toward that, but most schools are not going to get anywhere near that. And that's for wrestling. I think that's going to be the case for all of the non-revenue, the so-called Olympic sports, on these college campuses. What is also going to be the next, I think the next big issue to be decided coming down the pike is Title IX, because this settlement does not take into account Title IX, and so what we are hearing is that there are schools that are going to take the $20.5 million that is now available to be paid to student athletes. The settlement does not tell you, it's not like, all right, here's $20.5 million, however many student athletes you have on campus, you divide that money equally among all of them. Not the way this is working. In fact, there's really, other than the $20.5 million has to go to student athletes, from what I have read, now, nobody is going to do this, but in theory, a school could, and again, if somebody knows differently, but I've read a couple of different accounts, and that, and the one writer, columnist, was made this point, which is, in theory, like Penn State could say, all right, we're going to take that $20.5 million and give it to Drew Aller. Well, what about all the other student? Well, no, we just needed to give it to student athletes. Nobody is doing that, and I understand that. But what we have heard is that some schools are planning to give that money only to football and men's basketball players. No other student athletes on some campuses will receive a dime of that money. And the schools that are doing that, the argument goes, well, we have two sports at our school that are revenue producers. And since we're sharing revenue, why would we share revenue with sports that are producing zero revenue? In fact, they're costing our athletic department. I'm not making the argument one way or another. I'm letting you know there are schools out there that that is the plan, and I don't see anything in the wording here in this House settlement. I have only read accounts. I've not gone through line by line, and given my lack of legal expertise, I'm not sure it would do a lot of good for me to do that. But there is nothing seemingly that prohibits schools from doing that if they so choose. There's nothing to prohibit schools from choosing some sports, which is what I think most schools are going to do. Football is going to get the lion's share. And the issue with football, though, is, again, you have 105 now, and I guess at least for the next few years could have more than 105, but 105 scholarship players that are going to be sharing whatever revenue is shared with the football program, whereas whatever portion is shared with basketball, I mean, you're divvying that up among 15 individuals, or again, some sports, it'll be 20 individuals. Well, football, again, even if it's a greater percentage or a greater, much greater total number, you're having to divide that by 105 when it comes to football versus smaller rosters for every other sport, and in some cases, substantially smaller rosters. But what I think is going to happen is most schools are it's going to be different at different schools. So football and basketball will be taken care of. How Title IX, again, in this settlement, Title IX does not factor in. Will it ultimately factor in? Different people say it definitely will. I've read a couple of pieces that, this has nothing to do with Title IX because this is specifically revenue sharing. I don't know the legal implications and ramifications and what all will or will not stand up in court, but clearly those lawsuits are coming and are being filed. How they'll play out, again, I have no idea. But you are going to have some schools say, all right, yeah, football and basketball we're taking care of, but we also, you know, our swimming program is just phenomenal. Our water polo program is through the roof. So those athletes are going, because we want, those are our high profile sports. Wrestling in some schools, lacrosse in some schools. Again, you may have one school over here where it's all football and basketball. You may have a school over here where it's the $20.5 million is being split up among six sports and, you know, let's say 200 athletes. You may have a school over here that's like, well, no, we want to try to take care of everybody at least to some degree. And so they're, you know, 600 student athletes are getting something. Now, it's not all going to be equal. I don't think any school is, yeah, we're just going to take the $20.5 million, divide it by the number of student athletes we have, and each student athlete will get that amount. I am positive that that is not the plan at any school. But what is going to be worth monitoring is, let's say in, and it may be sooner than this, but in 5 years. All right. Well, we wanted to have, I don't even want to pay, Tiddlywinks. We wanted to have a varsity Tiddlywinks team. I don't want to single out any sport. But we recognize that we can't really, with the other sports we have, with our football and our basketball and some of the other teams, we can't go all in on Tiddlywinks the way these 10 schools over here are going in. So we're out. Like, we'll offer Tiddlywinks as the next level, you know, what we think of as Division II, or even, you know, nope, we're just not going to do scholarships for it, but we'll offer it as like a club sport. I don't think there are people predicting things all over the place in that regard as to how this will play out. I don't know how many folks caught it a couple of weeks ago, but another issue that is looming here in college athletics is this idea that it's 4 years of eligibility. And COVID kind of opened the door to looking at that differently. The COVID door is closing, but there is a student, and I think this was at Tennessee. Tennessee seems to be at the forefront of a lot of the changes right now. I'll see if I can dig it up. But I think it was a Tennessee student athlete who is saying, listen, who is the NCAA to tell me I only have 4 years of eligibility? I'm still enrolled as a student. I'm working toward another degree. I'm taking classes. Who is the NCAA or anybody else to tell me I can't continue to participate in extracurricular activities, i.e. varsity sports, while I pursue my other degrees? Again, I have no idea legally how that will or will not stand up in court, but it is possible that, no, there's not going to be a limit, or maybe the limit becomes 6 or 8 years that you could compete as a student athlete. Well, the ramifications of that on the recruiting front, on the shared revenue, I mean, again, to me, they ought to be able to put in some parameters that, yes, all right, you have 5 years, and maybe you make it 6 years to get your 4 years of eligibility in. But, yeah, you can only compete 4 years collegially. To me, that does still make sense. But legally, whether or not that holds up, if this is an opportunity for you to, you know, if you're not a professional, not good enough to be in the professional ranks, but yeah, you're a really good college player, you're continuing to pursue college degrees, and again, legally, I don't know how that is going to play out, but if that does come about where it's like, yep, there is no limit, or now it's 6 years or 8 years, man, the challenges of the roster management for these sports is going to become extremely difficult. It's challenging as it is. So just some of the many, many things that are right now under consideration and are being challenged in the courts. And again, there is going to be many, many other things to come. As we always say, the lawyers will win and win big. That much we know at the end of the day. We're taking a break here, back with a little open phone time, and then Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join us for the final segment of our Monday edition of Let's Talk.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Belfont Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dottery Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dotter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.
Let's talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff Byers with you. You can call me Ironhead, and you can call me at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266 will get you into the big show this morning. Again, Mr. Giese out today and tomorrow. He will be back with us on Wednesday morning, and A quick note, the Bald Eagle area softball game this afternoon, PIAA AAA semifinals against Susquehanna, again, has been pushed back from 4 to 5 o'clock. So that'll be a 5 o'clock start, and that is when our airtime now will be this afternoon here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And if Bald Eagle area wins, we will have the state championship game for you on Friday as well, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Again, we do not have any Joe Lednoski or Pennsylvania Sports Network programming from noon to 2 today or the rest of this week. Joe is taking the week off, so we'll have Fox Sports in his stead from noon to 2. And then because the softball game got pushed back, we will miss at least some of the Pirates pregame as the Red Hot Buccos take on the Marlins, the Miami Marlins, in a series that gets underway at 6:40 tonight. Again, we'll join the coverage of the Pirates broadcast team once the softball game with Bald Eagle area and Susquehanna comes to an end. Big challenge here for Bald Eagle area. This is an undefeated Susquehanna team at 24-0 on the season. Should be a terrific matchup. Both pitchers have had sensational seasons, and runs, you would think, will be tough to come by in this afternoon's game. Again, lots we can get into. I'm just looking at the clock here. A few things I think we're going to hold off from getting into today just because of time constraints. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will be joining us here in about 10 minutes, and want to give him full opportunity as we head into the summer months. Oh, man, I'm telling you, we obviously had some storms here as well. I know it was a very rainy day yesterday. We had just off and on, again, we had an unexpected trip, unplanned trip to North Carolina on Saturday and came back yesterday, both on the way down and on the way back, for periods of time, just torrential downpours. And as always, you have some people that are would pull off to the side of the road, some that are, you know, and I would fall into that category. We're like just kind of plugging along, trying to make sure we can see the road as best we can and that we're safe. And then you have other people just flying around. And it's just, it's interesting to see all of the different ways people handle driving, people handle life itself. It's, we all, you know, George Carlin came to mind a couple of things. His old bit where the, you know, somebody's driving slower than you in front of you. It's like, this moron, why isn't he stepping on the gas? And if somebody goes past you, well, that maniac. And that's pretty much wherever, whatever speed you're going at, that's what we think. Well, everybody else, and yeah, again, whether you have a lead foot or you are only go up to the speed limit, whatever it may be, that's what you think. I think we all kind of think that. It's like, well, this is the way everybody should be doing it. And yeah, everybody gets to do their own thing. And there can be consequences, obviously, if you have the lead foot and you're doing your own thing and you get caught. It was interesting, though. We did not, I thought, because we're now into the summertime months, they may have been out there, but we saw zero. Well, at least I did not see a speed trap or an officer. Oh, I'm lying. We had one coming right out of Greensboro on Sunday. That was the only one that at least I saw, either on the way down or back. Now, again, they probably had some folks sitting somewhere along the way, but really did not. I figured we would just see them out and about, and we'd see people pulled over. I don't remember seeing anybody pulled over from speeding. Again, we saw a horrific, the after effects of a horrific accident on our way down. Fortunately for us, I guess, it was coming the other way, so it was on a road coming northbound, and we were southbound, and there was separation. It wasn't the same road. We had a, probably a 50-foot, it wasn't a lot of separation, but there was separation between the two roadways, and again, a tractor trailer was overturned, and I mean, it went up in flames in a big, big way. And fortunately, it at least did not appear that there were any fatalities from the news reports. There was one person, well, two people went to the hospital, and it sounded like the one had more serious injuries, but didn't sound like it was going to be a fatal situation. So we'll take that as a win, given what we saw in the aftermath. Let's head to the phones here on this Monday morning. We say hello and welcome to Let's Talk.
Hey, good morning. Let's go from the horrific, I'm glad no serious injuries, to dystopia. and sports and betting. I'm old school. I grew up with teams. You were supposed to, like, if you didn't believe in marriage, you were supposed to just have one sports team for your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me forever because I'm not a gamer. I don't play these things, fantasy, blah, blah, blah. But I understand there's a thing called fantasy sports. Actually, I was sitting at the bar one night, and I was watching what I thought was a real lifetime racetrack event.
Yep.
The bartender goes, "Oh no, that's just a game."
It is. It is amazing what all is out there now.
Okay. And here's my dystopia.
Yep.
This fellow who I'm glad he settled in. He's going to be at camp at the Steelers. I'm just throwing this out there. Or let's say this guy kind of collapses in his old age with the Steelers. And let's say he says, "I feel unfulfilled. I need to get a master's degree in blah, blah, blah at my favorite university."
Yep.
Is that where we're heading? I mean,
honestly, I don't know. I mean, my initial gut reaction is no, they can put limits on this and that this won't hold up. But I really don't know legally how this will be interpreted by the courts. And I mean, and I can see the argument as far as it goes. Hey, I'm a paying, most of these kids are not paying, but you get the idea. I'm a member of the university, a student at the university, why would I not be allowed to compete in a sport that the coach wants me to compete in? And we have agreements with various groups that say, yes, no, we would love to have him compete. Who is the NCAA or the whatever governing bodies are out there? Who are they to say, no, this school and this student athlete can't come to an agreement that he or she, for that matter, can continue to compete beyond the 4 years currently permitted? And that's above my pay grade in terms of, it feels like you ought to be able to say, no, we have that parameter we can keep in place. But I don't know. And it's being challenged. I mean, this case is already heading to court.
What I'm kind of thinking is because the fan base is starting to get more and more diffused because it's really about betting and odds making. And
yep.
That's where a lot of this strange, I mean, then I got to thinking about Jim Thorpe. I mean, way back in the day,
yep,
he went back and forth between amateur and pro and then lost his medals. I don't know. Did they ever get him back? I don't know.
I think he did. I'll look into that. I did a paper on Jim Thorpe, and I think they ended up, I think he did end up getting them back, although, oh man, honestly, now I can't swear to it. I've got to get into a break. Jim, I appreciate the phone call very much. We are going to have Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, coming up on the other side of this timeout. Oh, I did take a, somewhere we missed, all right, we're going to continue here. I'm going to clear the phone line for Joe Bastardi. Yeah, we have, well, let's head to the phones. I believe this will be Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. Good morning, Mr. Bastardi, I presume.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing this morning?
Well, so far we are doing pretty well. I was sharing with the audience throughout the morning. We had an unplanned trip to North Carolina, and both down and back. We went down Saturday, got back last night, and some torrential rainfall at various parts of the trip where you're like debating whether or not you should be staying on the road and just slowing it down, putting the flashers on, all of that. Again, I presume, and I know we had a very wet day here in the Valley of Happiness yesterday. I presume, Mr. Bastardi, that with the spring we've had, drought conditions are not currently in play here locally.
No, they're not in play. We're in good shape going into what will turn into a hot, sticky, steamy summer. I don't think we're going to see a lot of attempts at record heat, but just sustained warmer than normal will develop later this month, probably right into September and October this year. People will say to me, wow, what's going on? It's been a late spring. Well, we've only had 2 to 3 weeks of cool weather this spring and relative to averages, but most people are really wishing for just consistent warmth. I want to remind you that the summer of 88 started this way, and we went through the biggest heat wave in State College history as far as 90-degree days. I believe we had 18 days in a row of 90 above back in 88, but June was May and June, early June, were relatively cool. Now, believe it or not, the month of June so far has averaged a little bit above normal here, and we weren't that far below normal in May, just a little bit below normal. Because the people, when you have cloudy days, let's say the normal high is 80 and the normal low is 60, and you have a cloudy day and the high is 69 but the low is 65, it still leads to a mean temperature that is not that far below normal. So generally when we get these days like yesterday, which was cloudy and rainy and damp and cool and whatever, the nighttime low was not that low at all. So when you're looking at what the averages are, they're not that far from normal, even though it does seem that way sometimes.
Yeah.
And yeah, whenever I go through downpours like that, I continue, just a piece of advice, you try to continue to move, but slowly, because chances are the storm itself is moving. The storm is moving north at 20 and you're going south at 30, then the net difference is 50 miles an hour.
Right.
You'll get out of it quicker. Now, a lot of people just, they pull over and start to panic. I can understand. If it's raining tarantulas, tarantula downpours, and there's spiders all over the road.
You got that right.
That'd be spooky sometimes. So, an unplanned trip to North Carolina. Whoa, what was that about?
We had a relative who is in the hospital, and they're making some decisions today as to try how to proceed. So we weren't sure. If this, we're still not sure if this was kind of a final opportunity to see her, so we went down and, just needed to get down there. We're actually heading down fairly near there, about 3 hours away for our planned vacation in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, we were told maybe come down and just make sure. So we just went down for a very short visit in the hospital, and it worked out very well. But, yeah, the weather is just, you know, it's almost like it's spring weather, Joe, where you can go from a nasty thunderstorm or a torrential downpour to just beautiful sunshine and warm temperatures within mere minutes.
Well, that there's no question about that. We have a lot of transients in the pattern. The jet stream's moving quicker across the north than normal, and so that leads to clashes, and you're getting that type of situation. And I know how given that power outage we had around here, one was back in March and the other was in April, I guess. We've had a couple of big power outages. I know how everybody's looking forward to the threat of severe weather this afternoon, late this afternoon, and this evening. But once we get by this, we'll have several days where we won't have to worry about such things. It looks like most of the week should be dry. There could be hit-miss thunderstorms around Thursday and Friday, a product of the heating of the day and the fact that we're going to get into a warm, humid air mass. So that's something that you know, we just have to deal with. There was a guy I worked with at AccuWeather named Jerry Tracy, and I remember he had a rule for if it was going to thunderstorm in State College, we'd look at the dew point temperature, and if the dew point was up near 70, we'd usually have a thunderstorm develop within 10, 15 miles of State College. Hmm. That was always a great rule to use, one of the many little tricks I picked up when I was working over there. And so we're going to get it very warm and sticky and steamy later in the week. And with that in mind, even though the vast majority of the time, Thursday and Friday will be free of rain. Wednesday also. Our big problem this week is coming up right in front of us later this afternoon and tonight. Now, we have the U.S. Open in Pittsburgh this week.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And the official forecaster for that is not me, but Garrett. Garrett's out there right now.
Oh, nice.
It's just kind of funny where, you know, talking to him, how intense he is. I don't know where he gets that. Like he's like,
I can't figure it out either. It's just a mystery.
I try to give him a little advice, and he's got. And the thing is, he is a better severe thunderstorm forecaster as far as pinpointing where they go. He's got this app, but he's got this company called Flash. Actually, his company was bought by this company called Flash, and they have an AI feature. I just can't even believe the thing. Let's say it's 8 o'clock in the morning. It will predict at 2 to 3 o'clock where a thunderstorm is going to develop and how many lightning bolts are going to start going off. So let's say for the other night on the graduation Friday night, they could have held the graduation, right? And you know, I was asking, what's the app show? It says everything's gone by 4 o'clock to the east of State College, and this was in the morning. So what happened? Well, of course, they canceled the Friday evening graduation. And we all knew there was a shot at thunderstorms, but he showed it to me one time, and I go, "This is way, way above my pay grade." Like, it's like the old remember Smokey and the Bandit?
Oh yeah,
where he said, "You couldn't have come from my loins. First thing I'm going to do is punch your mom in the face." Well, I was looking at him going, no way could those smarts come from me. I'm going to have a little talk with Jess about it. No, but he's out there. You know, it's funny how he combined golf, his love of golf, with his love of
the
weather.
No, that is. That's phenomenal.
Really, really interesting. So, anyway, I was looking at, did you see Phil Mickelson's shot yesterday? Google Phil Mickelson made a shot yesterday.
I did not see it.
Oh, you've got to see this. He holed out. I don't know what. He literally hit the ball, I guess, into the side of a bunker or something. It went straight up, went back. It's like punting. It would be like a guy punting and punting the ball back toward his own goal line because he kicked it over his head so much, and the ball went in. I could, it was just the craziest thing I ever saw.
Huh, I am going to have to check that out now.
I no longer play golf, folks, because I broke my leg when I fell out of the tree, get my club, and I just stay away from that. Although I'm thinking about resurrecting our team for the Nittany Lion, Wrestling Club.
All right.
Yeah.
I look forward to the competition, shall we say.
Yeah. You never actually golf in that, do you?
I have. I probably will again this year. Yeah, I have sometimes. Not well. I mean, golf is kind of a loose term, but I'm out there on the course with a club in my hand, and, you know, fortunately, usually, the other folks that I'm with can actually play.
A couple of times we've gotten, well, one time we actually won. Now, this was before Cale came. The team of me, Chad Dubin, Rob Nylinger, and my wife actually won. What is it where they take off your handicap? We won that division.
Did
we
you?
Shocked the world.
Cool. Yeah, that's
and
great.
Then Garrett and Cale were at each other's throats for several years, and apparently I've heard rumors that Garrett may just simply throw in the towel and golf with Cale. What an unholy alliance that would be.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Cale always wins. I mean, if he's going to do something, he always tries to win, which is just really interesting. If you played tiddlywinks with him, you'd have trouble beating him. You'd find some way to win that too. So, but
true enough.
Anyway,
what are we a long term general projection for the summer here, Joe? What are we thinking? We're looking at here over the coming months.
I always refer back to what we were saying before. From March, we said we thought the summer would be a half degree to 1 degree above normal temperature-wise, near to a little bit above normal precipitation-wise. And there's no change in that. So, you know, as far as the only thing I would worry, be a little bit concerned about is that if you, and I can't see this yet, but I can suspect it might show up, is a prolonged 10 to 15 day period where we try to hit 90 every day. You know, 90, I guess it hits 90 here on average 2 to 3 times a year. So,
is that it?
Yeah, I didn't realize.
I mean, I know it's not like all the time, but I didn't realize it was that infrequent.
No, it likes to pull up short of 90. Well, the maximum, I think, the highest daily average high temperature in July is 83 or 84.
Yeah,
so with climate change, it might be 84 or 85. So I'm sure all you can detect all that. What's getting warmer, though, is the nighttime lows. At least they are in State College here, much warmer than they were 30, 40, 50 years ago in the city. And that's because, I mean, look what State College looked like 30, 40 years ago. I go downtown now. I go, look at skyscrapers going up all over the place. Wow. And what is this, New York City? But, you know, whatever the fathers want to do, I'm out here in peaceful Bowlesburg where...
It is a different feel, no doubt about it, in downtown State College these days.
Well, listen, folks, in all seriousness, we got to look out for some severe weather later this afternoon into tonight, all right? And then after that, it's relatively smooth sailing the rest of the week. I'm not real optimistic about the weekend because I do think we're going to have a front in the area, and we may get back into the what we got into yesterday, where you get into that light easterly flow, and it's humid and warm and cloudy and just, you know, not real nice. But most of the rest of this week is going to be in pretty good shape. And for the record, let me just look at this to make sure I got my PRISM month for the date, month to date so far. Yeah, we're about a degree above normal here the first 8 days of July.
Yeah, that's of June.
Of June, yeah.
Let's not rush it along too much. The summer is going to fly by. We just had this conversation. It's like every year, like, all right, this is going to be a great summer, and then you blink, and it's like, huh, football season's starting, which I'm excited about, and that's cool, but I always wonder where these next 3 months go. And I
football is very important to me because it means wrestling season is right around the
corner. This is also true. And so that is the positive side of having the summer fly by in the blink of an eye, but I like enjoying the summer, and we do enjoy it. That's part of why it seems to go by so quickly. But I already know.
Of course, we enjoy it. We always enjoy the weather because it's the only weather we've got.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you do it as a professional. We will talk to you again next week. Thank you, Joe.
All right. God bless you, Jeff.
Appreciate it. That's Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. He checks in with us Monday mornings for our final segment here on Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Excuse me. My goodness. Getting choked up over here. All right. A couple of things real quickly once again. Scott Gacy will be back on Wednesday. I will be manning the studio again solo tomorrow. Once again, Joe Ludnowski off this week, so don't panic. We've not made a change in our program lineup. It's just for this week. Joe is off, and so we will have Fox Sports in Pennsylvania Sports Network stead just in that noon to two slot. Also, if you're just joining us, the Baldy Galeria softball game with some of the aforementioned weather that Joe was talking about, it's been pushed back now to 5 o'clock. So it was scheduled for a 4 o'clock start in the state semifinals today against Susquehanna at Central Columbia High School. That game will now get underway at 5, and 5 is when we will have our coverage beginning here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, we will have Pirates baseball immediately following our coverage of the softball game this afternoon. So that gets you caught up on what is coming your way and our programming here over the next couple of days on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Again, Todd and Norm will have the game for you today starting at 5. Folks, we hope you have a terrific Monday, and we will talk to you again tomorrow right here with Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Now, let's see if we can get into this break the way we should. And, folks, have a great Monday.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
the Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear. Remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your sports radio!
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
They really are in this spot where it's like if they want to win with the core that they've built, then it almost has to be right now. They couldn't swing for a single or a double. They had to swing for the fences.
Broadcasting from the Milford Man Cave.
Don't let the best guy beat you.
This is Dan Patrick.
Hour two on this Monday, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Operator Tyler sitting by. Take your phone calls. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Check in with the Thunder coming up after an impressive win. They even the series. You know, the thing with Indiana, if you're a basketball fan and you followed them during the postseason, you realize that, okay, they're down 15. They can come back. So you're watching it differently than you would maybe other NBA teams, NBA games. They've proven that, all right, we're down 15. We can come back. Therefore, I stayed with the game a lot longer than I would normally have stayed. But OKC was different last night because it started with SGA. He was different. He would get in the lane. He would draw two or three defenders, and then he would kick it out, and they were making their threes. They're not a three-point shooting team, but they became one last night, or showed they're capable. They played great defense. Tyrese Halliburton, I want to see a little more aggression there, but I'm going to give OKC credit for that. They played great defense once again. So the Thunder and the Pacers, now they head to Indiana. That'll be coming up game three on Wednesday night. All right, we'll get to phone calls as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. And if you were going to say Scottie Scheffler versus the field, right now the DraftKings odds, Scottie is a overwhelming favorite to win at Oakmont, plus 275. Next on the list is Rory at plus 850. Then it's Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, and a even longer shot with Xander Schauffele. It feels like it's Scottie Scheffler's to lose. Is Scottie worthy now? Is he Tiger worthy to beat Scottie versus the field? I think he only has two majors. It feels like he's got five. But he's got two majors and always in contention. The other tournaments that he's winning. But it feels like he's at least in the area code of Tiger Woods when it comes to how great he is. And I always look at your competitors. Now, the LIV guys can still play in these majors. You know, John Rahm is able to play in this. Bryson DeChambeau can play. You know, being a former champ, you're allowed in. At the Masters. And so you're still competing against great players. The thing is those players playing on the LIV Tour who were in Virginia where Joaquin Niemann wins over the weekend, nobody cares. And it's not really a true test of, what you saw at the RBC.